In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Prepaid cards play a bigger role for unbanked households. More on that, plus highlights from the FDIC Financial Inclusion Survey.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. More households that don't have bank accounts are using prepaid cards for basic financial services, such as making purchases, receiving deposits, and even saving for the future, says a new government survey. Joining us with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Yuka Hayashi. She joins us from the newsroom in Washington. Yuka, can you put this latest data in some perspective for us?
Yes. This finding about prepaid cards came as part of a report on financial inclusion issued just recently by the FDIC. This agency does a research, a survey once every 2 years on financial inclusion and find out attitude and behavior of people who have no access to banks or who may have access but only use them for certain purposes and rely on other financial products, non-bank products like cash checking and payday loans.
So what were some of the highlights of the survey?
The highlight of the survey is the population of people without bank accounts. They call them the unbanked. The population of unbanked fell quite sharply. In 2015, 7% of the people surveyed said that they did not have bank accounts. And that's down sharply from 7.7% in 2013 and 8.2% in 2011.
And that decline in the number of people who are so-called unbanked is much larger than the experts expected.
That's right. And the decline was larger partially because the economy has rebounded over the past 2 years, the past 4 years. So a lot of the improvement in this number is a reflection of that. But the officials at the FDIC also think that there may have been some other factors at play, but they're not quite sure what they are.
Also, you mentioned the number of underbanked remained about the same. For folks who don't follow this, can you explain a bit more about what that means?
Underbanked are people who have bank accounts, but also rely on what they call alternative financial products, which include things like check cashing, money transfers, and payday lending. And the ranks of people who are in this category actually have stayed pretty stable over the past 4 years.
Also, the rapid increase in the use of smartphones to engage in banking service, that seems to be continuing.
That is definitely continuing. The FDIC asked people who have bank accounts how they access their accounts. And there are some interesting trends that we see in this this question. One is that the ratio of people who used a mobile phone to access their accounts jumped to 32% last year from 23% only 2 years earlier. And the same is true for people who used online banking. Now 60% of the people said they used online banking, and that's up from 55%. And at the same time, the number of people who use bank tellers, who actually go see bank tellers or who use ATM machines, ATMs, have come down a little bit.
Did we learn anything else from the survey?
So one interesting finding was the sharp increase in the use of prepaid cards among the people who don't have bank accounts. And the among the unbanked population, 27% of the people said that they used a prepaid cards in the previous 12 months. And prepaid cards are one segment of the financial industry that is growing very, very rapidly. The amount of money that's loaded on prepaid cards this year is actually double of what it was only a few years ago. There are reasons for the popularity of these cars. Because of innovation and new technology, these cars now have functions that are very similar to bank accounts. So people can have direct deposit from their employers onto their cars. They can receive welfare payments. They can make bill payments, and of course they can use the cards to make purchases, just like with credit cards. So these products have become incredibly useful. The fact that a lot of the people who don't have bank accounts have these prepaid cards is probably a really good thing. Now they have access to all of these services that were previously only available to people who had bank accounts.
Mm. Are these prepaid cards as safe as having a bank account, though?
The regulators are now working on new rules to increase the protection for the users of prepaid cards, and that's prompted by the rapid growth in the usage of these cards. Within the next year or two, the users of prepaid cards will have protection that are very similar to protection that's given to customers of banks. That said, we have seen some cases where the prepaid cards had some issues. Last year, there was a technical glitch with a card called a Lush card. That's a very popular brand of prepaid cards. That caused cutoff of access to funds from customers. And that caused a huge problem because now a lot of these customers use these prepaid cards just like bank accounts. So when they don't have access to their prepaid money on the prepaid cards, they can't pay bills and they can't, make purchases. So that became a big issue.
Is there anything else you can tell us about this FDIC survey, such as how do they gather this information?
They do this once every 2 years, along with the Census Bureau, and they survey, I think, about 35,000 people, and they ask a number of questions. And one of the questions that they asked was, so they asked people who don't have bank accounts why they don't have bank accounts. And the reasons they gave were quite illuminating. More than half of the people said that they did not have enough money to keep in bank accounts. But others said that the account fees were too high, and some of them also said that they don't trust banks. So this is a very interesting survey that tells you a lot of things that you don't usually think about when you look at the banking industry and, regular banking service.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Yuka Hayashi joining me from the Washington Newsroom. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong from the Newsroom in New York.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.